But they know, put in Benjamin, that the Lord is dead and mangled? Not yet, Joseph responded. That is the feast. They know it because the figure hath been discovered before, yet know it not, because the hour to discover it again is not yet come. In the feast, each hour hath its knowledge, and each of the women is the goddess, seeking what she hath not yet found. But then they find the Lord. Thou sayest it. He lieth in the bushes, and his side is torn. They rush to him. They fling up their arms and shriek. Thou hast seen and heard it? Thou knowest I have already twice seen and heard it. But I had thy promise not to tell our father. Hast thou kept silence? Indeed have I, Benjamin assured him. Shall I offend our father? I have enough offended him with my very life. And when the feast cometh round, I will go again, said Joseph. At the moment, we are equally distant from the last and the next. The solstice cometh with the next pressing of the oil. It is a wonderful feast. There lieth the Lord, stretched out in the shrubbery, and his wound gapeth wide. How doth he look? As I described him to thee, of beautiful form, carven of olive wood, with wax and glass, for his eyeballs are of black glass, and they have eyelashes. He is young? I have told thee already. He is young and beautiful. The grain of the yellow wood looketh like to veins upon his body. His locks are black, and his loincloth embroidered in divers colors with pearls and glass paste and purple fringes. What hath he in his hair? Not at all, answered Joseph shortly. His lips and nails and the marks on his body are made of wax, and likewise the frightful wound of Ninib's teeth is marked with red wax. It bleedeth. Thou sayest the laments of the women are very great when they find him? They are very great. At first they were but mourning of the loss, but now beginneth the mourning of the finding, and that is incomparably louder. There is the wailing of the flutes for dead Tammuz, for the flute players sit here on the spot, and blow with all their might upon little flutes, so that their sobbing maketh the bones to quake. And the women let down their hair, and give free vent to gesture as they lament over the corpse, O, my spouse and my child! For each of them is as the goddess, and each laments, None love thee more than I. Joseph, I cannot forbear to weep, for I am so small, the death of the Lord is almost too great a pain for me, and rendeth me within. Why was it the young and lovely one had to be mangled in the grove, in the green field, and in the world, and be lamented with such anguish? That canst thou not yet understand, Joseph said. He is the sufferer, and is the sacrifice. He descendeth into the abyss, that he may rise again and be glorified. Abram knew that of a surety when he raised the knife against his true-born son. But when the knife fell, there was a ram in the place. Thus it is that when we sacrifice a ram or a lamb, we hang about him a seal with the image of a man, as a sign that it representeth the man. But this mystery of the substitute is greater than that. It comprehends the whole stellar position of man, God, and beast, and is the mystery of substitution. Man offereth the son in the beast. So, too, the son offereth himself in the beast. Ninib is not accursed, for it standeth written, A god shall they slay. And the meaning of the beast is the meaning of the son, who knoweth his hour as he doth in the feast, and knoweth, moreover, when he shall overset the dwelling of death, and come forth out of the hollow. Ah, said the little one, if only it were now, and the feast of joy were beginning. Do they lay the Lord in the grave, and in the hollow there? Joseph, at his weaving work, rocked lightly from his hips as he hummed, In the time of the feast of Tammuz, play upon the flute of Lazuli, and upon the ring of Cornelian play thou likewise. With wailing and lamenting, he said, they bear it hither to the stone, and the flute players play ever louder, so that their wailing pierceth the heart. I saw the women busy over the form of the corpse in their laps. They washed it with water, and anointed it with oil of nard, so that the face of the Lord and his mangled body glistened in the light. Then wrapped they it in bands of wool and linen, shrouded it in purple cloths, and laid it upon a bier here at the stone, lamenting unceasingly the while to the sound of the pipes, "Woe, alas, for Tammuz! Alas, for my beloved son, my spring and my light! Adon, Adonai, we sit down with tears, for thou art dead, my God, my spouse, my child. Thou art a tamarisk, which in its bed hath drunk no water, whose tips in the field brought forth no shoot. A sprig art thou, not planted in the stream, a shoot whose roots have been torn out, an herb that in the garden hath drunk no water. Alas, my Damu, my child, my light, none hath loved thee more than I." All the words of the wailing thou knowest, then?
I know them, Joseph said.
And they go near to thy heart, too, so it seemeth to me, added Benoni. For as thou sangest, it was to me twice or thrice as though the words would pierce thy heart, too, from within. Even though thou well knowest the women do as they have learned, and that the son is not Adonai, the God of Jacob and Abram.
He is the son and the beloved, said Joseph, and he is the sacrifice.
But what sayest thou? For it hath not touched me. I am not small and puling like to thee.
Nay, for thou art young and beautiful, said Benjamin meekly, and so thy garland is ready, which thou reservest to thyself. I see thou hast made it higher and wider in front than behind, like a crown, that it may display thy skill. I am rejoiced that thou wearest it, instead of the wreath of the rowan, which thou wilt weave for me. But the beautiful God lieth now 4 days upon the bier?
Thou sayest, and hath held it in thy memory, Joseph answered. Thy understanding waxeth, and will soon be round and full, that one may speak with thee of all things without exception. He lieth exposed until the 4th day, and daily the townsfolk come out from the town with their musicians, and beat their breasts at sight of him, and wail, O Doozy, my lord, how long liest thou there? O Lord of the sheepfold, how long liest thou powerless there? I will eat no bread, I will drink no water, for dead is youth, and dead is Tammuz. And in the temple and in the dwellings they send up the same lament, but on the 4th day they come and lay him in the coffer.
In a box?
One must call it a coffer. Box would be just as good a word, only not admissible here. Coffer is the word that has always been used. The Lord fitteth exactly into it. It is made to measure, out of wood painted scarlet and black, and could not fit better. So soon as he is within, they shut down the lid and put pitch all round the edge. And then they entomb him there in the hollow place with weeping, roll the stone to the mouth, and return home from the grave.
And then doth the weeping cease?
Thou hast forgotten. They lament in temple and dwelling the space of 2.5 days. But on the 3rd day, at dusk, beginneth the Feast of Lamps.
That I loved. Then they light a few lamps?
Lamps without number they light everywhere, Joseph said. As many as they have, round about the houses under the sky, as well as on the ways hither, and here upon the spot, and among the bushes. Everywhere are burning lamps. They come to the grave, and again they lament, the most bitter lamenting of all. Never wailed the flute so piercingly to the lament, O Doozy, how long liest thou there? Never have the women so beaten their breasts as in this affliction. Their bruises will last long, but at midnight all is still.
Benjamin clutched his brother's arm.
And the stillness is very sudden? He asked.
They all stand without motion or sound. The stillness is long.
Then, from afar, cometh the sound of a voice. A single voice,
swelling loud and joyous. Tammuz liveth! The Lord is risen! He hath overthrown the abode of the shadow of death! Great is the Lord!
Ah, what a word is that, my Joseph! I knew that it would come at the time of the feast, but yet the words pierced me to my marrow as though I had never heard them before. Who is it that calleth?
It is a maiden of delicate countenance, chosen and named anew each year. Her parents are proud and held in high honor on account of it. She who bringeth the tidings cometh walking, a lute in her hands, and she striketh it and singeth,
Tammuz liveth, Adon is arisen, great is he, great, the Lord is great.
His eye that was closed in death, he hath opened it. His mouth that was closed in death, he hath opened it. His feet that were fettered, walk. Flowers and leaves they strew beneath his feet. Great is the Lord. Adonai is great. But as the maiden cometh and singeth, they all rush to the grave. They roll away the stone, and lo, the coffer is empty. Where is the mangled one? He is no more there. The grave hath had no power to hold him. For lo, now 3 days are past. He is risen.
Oh, but how then, Joseph, arisen? Forgive me, chubby-cheeked urchin that I am, if I ask thy meaning. Pray deceive not thy mother's son, for thou hast told me more than once that the lovely image is kept in the temple from year to year. Then what meaning hath here arisen?
Little foolish one, responded Joseph, thy understanding still lacketh much, however it increaseth. It still resembleth a little bark gliding across the sea of the sky. Do I not tell thee of the feast as it occurreth hour by hour? And do not likewise the folk deceive themselves, knowing what is to come, yet honoring what is? For they all know that the image is kept in the temple, and yet is Tammuz arisen.
I almost think thou meanest that because the image is not God, God is not the image. But God forfend that it should be so, for the image is the instrument of the present and of the feast. But Tammuz, the Lord, is Lord of the feast.
So saying, he set the finished crown on his head. Benjamin looked at him large-eyed.
God of our fathers, cried he admiringly, how the myrtle crown becometh thee, this that thou hast made before my eyes with thy skillful fingers. Only thee it becometh, and when I think how it would look upon my otter cap, then I see what a mistake it would be not to keep it for thyself. But go on and tell me truly. When the townsfolk have found coffer and grave empty, then I suppose they go home with inward joy and peace unto their homes.
Then beginneth the rejoicing, Joseph corrected him, and the feast of joy bursteth out.
Empty, 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 cry they all. The grave is empty. Adon is risen.
They kiss the maiden and cry, The Lord is great. Then they kiss one another in turn and cry, Glorified is Tammuz. Then they hold round dances and whirl about the monument of Ashtaroth in the lamplight. And also in the lamplit town is naught but joy and merrymaking, feasting and drinking, while the air resoundeth with the crying of the glad tidings. Even next day they greet each other with exchange of kisses, and the greeting, He is risen.
Yes, Benjamin said, so it is,
and so hast thou told it to me. I had but forgotten it, and thought they went quietly homewards.
That is then the glorious feast, in each hour as it proceedeth, and the Lord hath had his head lifted up for this year. Yet he knoweth the hour when Ninib will slay him again in the greenwood.
Not again, Joseph instructed him. It is always the one and only time.
As thou thinkest, dear brother, so it is. My words were unripe. They were the language of a little urchin. The one and the first time always, for he is the Lord of the feast.
But after all, when one considereth, there must have once been the first time, in order that the feast should be at all. It must have been that Tammuz died, and the lovely one was mangled. Or must it not? When Ishtar vanisheth from heaven and descendeth to awaken her son, that is the event.
Oh, yes, that is the heavenly event. But how in the world below? Thou speakest of the event, but tell me then the story.
They say, answered Joseph, there was a king at Gebel, at the foot of the snow mountains, who had a daughter fair of face. And Nanna, that is, Ashtaroth, smote him with a madness of desire for her, so that he lusted after his own flesh and blood, and knew his daughter. As he spoke, Joseph pointed behind him to the signs cut into the monument by which they sat. As she was now pregnant, he went on, and the king saw that he would be the father of his grandchild, confusion seized upon him, rage and remorse, and he roused himself up to kill her. But the gods, well knowing that Ashtaroth had done this, changed the pregnant woman into a tree.
What kind of a tree?
A tree or a bush, said Joseph with some irritation. Or a bush as large as a tree. I was not there, and I cannot tell thee the shape of the king's nose, nor what sort of earrings the nurse of his daughter wore. If thou wilt hear, then listen, and throw me not thy ill-considered questions like stones into a hedge.
But if thou chideth me, I shall weep, Benjamin complained,
and then must thou console me. Therefore do not chide, but only believe I want naught more than to hearken